Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyber station, USA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Back, everyone, to It's After Hours, only on CyberStationUSA.com. We go behind the scenes, in between the sheets. Join me on the line, this young lady here. Well, we're always grateful to have some of the biggest stars in the industry appear on the show. And, well, you can't get bigger than this young woman here. She's not only an international star in the United States, but she's a worldwide global star now in adult entertainment. She shoots in Hungary, in England, France. I mean, basically, if you want her, she will go there. She is basically high in demand. I give you the sexy, the beautiful, the intellectually stimulating. I give you Jasmine J. Yeah, Jasmine. So I got to ask you this here. How are you holding up these days?
I'm really good, thank you. I love your introduction. I should just phone you on the days that I feel a bit like down or whatever and just get you to pick me up. I think that's the best introduction I've ever had.
So let me ask a big question here. I know that you keep things always close to the vest. My one question for you is this. How do you find time now? I mean, just to have your time when every time I talk to you, you're shooting for Mayfair Magazine or you're shooting for Brazzers or you have your own company in England that you're shooting for. I mean, at what point do you – how tough is it finding your time, your personal time, so that you're not going – ragged going, looking at porn going, okay, it's a job that pays well, but I really hate this effing job.
Do you know what? I've actually got myself into a really good situation now where I'm a lot more strict with myself in terms of, I have like a few months where I'll work solidly, mainly in LA these days. And then I will come back and I will be like, right, I am not shooting again for 2 months. And I used to just not be able to turn work down because obviously you never want to do that because, you know, you never know when the next job is around the corner. But I feel like I'm in a position now where I can be a bit more picky and choosy with my job. So I just got back from LA a couple of weeks ago. And I already had European companies hitting me up, and I was like, look, guys, I'm taking some time, some R&R. I'm not available to shoot till September. And even though that goes against my workaholic, personality trait, I've been a lot stricter with myself, and I find it is a lot more beneficial to my general mental, physical well-being to take that time out.
What was the breaking point for you? Like, when did you realize, like, okay, I have to take a break? I know, I've known you for a couple of years now, and your work ethic is legendary in the adult industry. I mean, you work your ass off, whether it's in the gym, whether it's social media, whether it's promoting videos, shooting scenes, my clips, or my fans, or everything here.
Yeah.
When did you realize, I need to take a break, or else I'm literally going to run myself into the ground and go crazy?
I think it's not, I mean, when I say I'm taking a break, I'm still doing my webcam, I'm still doing my OnlyFans, so I'm still working, I'm just not shooting actual scenes, because, and it's not so much the shooting the scenes, it's the traveling, it's the being away from home all the time, and I think, like, with the introduction of things like OnlyFans these days, and the income you can earn from that, it really takes the pressure off having to take all the other kind of production jobs, you can be a lot more kind of a lot more selective over the jobs that you want to do.
Tell us about that boon for you, as you said, the MyFans, the, or, you know, your cam show, OnlyFans. I mean, I keep getting confused, but they're your fans, so it should be called your fans. But how much for you has that been sort of, it's like, old school called, you know, the fat-free chocolate ice cream, where you get to, you know, you get to keep working, but it's like, all right, I'm going to work hard for a couple hours, and then I'm going to take a big long break, or I'm going to do this your hard for a weekend, and then I'm going to take a two-month break. How much does that sort of help with? Everything was at your pace. It's not, I'm not doing the studio's time, I'm not doing the feature dance club's time, it's my time. I get to be the boss, call the shots, and go, okay, break time.
Yeah, I mean, OnlyFans has been an absolute game changer in the industry. It really does put, you know, the power back into the talent's hands. I mean, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love shooting for all the big companies and with all the amazing talent, and I still do that. Like I said, I'll go to LA for 3 months, I'll shoot a whole bunch of scenes for amazing companies, then I can come back home for a couple of months and just do my OnlyFans and then go back to LA, back and forth. But the fact that OnlyFans is there, it's an absolute game changer. You know, the income and the it's just crazy. It's absolutely amazing. And I know a lot of girls do it, and guys do it as well, actually. And it's like this whole kind of Snapchat era as well. I don't personally have Snapchat, but again, it's just changed the industry completely from talent's point of view. Anyway, I can't speak for producers and directors, obviously.
Speaking of producers, directors, how often do you feel yourself, someone like, you know, I'm pointing at you because you have these two, let's say, different personas. You'll go on to do wild, raunchy stuff on Evil Angel and Dog Fart Network, where it's very filthy, very sexy, but very dirty. You'll then shoot around for Brazzers, or you'll shoot for Wicked, and it's elegant. You know, there is makeup artists, there's catering, there's scripts. I'm guessing both parties would love you to do either one or the other. Have you ever felt that push-pull? Have you ever felt like, you know, students go, well, Jasmine, we love you, but we wish you didn't do so much Erasure. We wish you didn't do so much Gons. I mean, do you ever feel like certain studios want you to be this rather than what you are, which is a blending of, you know, soft and hardcore at the same time?
Do you know what? I'm very lucky that I've never been pigeonholed into a certain niche or genre. I feel like the look that I have, the figure that I have, the roles that I play, I feel like different studios, they tap into those different sides of me, and I've never had to choose one or the other. So I love that. It means that my shoots, they stay varied. Like one day I'll be doing something quite hardcore, for example, Legal Porno or Evil Angel, and then the next day I'll be, you know, more of a romantic type role, or the next day I'm a stepmom role. I'm very grateful that I've never had to choose one channel and never been pigeonholed. I mean, obviously having the fake boobs, that does. There's obviously certain studios that don't like girls with fake boobs, but I mean, I've never been short of work, and I'm very, very grateful for that.
If you're just tuning in, once again, we got Jasmine J on the show. We're talking a lot of things, of course, hardcore Gonzo. We're talking OnlyFans. We're talking, let's say, the perfect balance here. Recently on social media, we've seen a lot of fighting in between, not just politics, but porn stars getting kicked off of a lot of Instagram. We've seen a lot of ghosting here, a lot of even people who, you know, literally, you know, pretending to be Jasmine J online here. How tough is that for you when it's like, you know, you're now spending more time, it seems, not just being on social media to make sure, oh, you're reaching your fans, you're promoting stuff, but, you know, literally trying to find out, okay, who's trying to scam money? Who do I, you know, literally trying to figure out, you know, ways to prevent people from taking a photo, putting on Twitter, sending themselves, yeah, this is Jasmine J, at, you know, twitter.com/JasmineJ1 if they're trying to impersonate you.
Yeah, I mean, I had 3 Instagrams shut down, and there are fakes on there posing as me. I believe I have numerous fake Facebooks. I mean, all you can do is, I mean, I've had my Twitter account for 7 years now. All you can do is hope that the fans know which one is you. I put on my Twitter that I don't have any other social media. I mean, fans have to be a little bit sensible with it as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel bad if a fan does get scammed by an impersonator, but equally, there's only so much that the talent can do. They might not know about it. They, you know, what can they do if someone's scamming? All they can do if they find out is put on their official social media that it's not them and not to be fooled. Like, it's a difficult situation, but the fans have to have some common sense as well with it.
How, when you talk about this, you know, common sense, how scary does it get, though? I mean, because everybody thinks, oh, porn is easy. It's, you know, you go out there, you show up at these parties and everything, you know, you get, everything's taken care of. And I've had debates with producers and agents of, no, you really have no idea. Do you ever get worried when you're going out, you know, say at a club or when you're going to a convention? I mean, do you ever worry that you have no idea what kind of fan you're going to deal with and if these fans might just not grasp, you know, reality porn, and that they are very separate from who you are?
Yeah, I mean, I did have an instance when someone stopped me on the street for a selfie and ended up groping me without consent. So that was a scary situation for me. And actually, I made it my rule there and then that I won't have selfies with people if I'm by myself. But I mean, conventions, I've never felt unsafe at, you know, like ABN, stuff like that. Like, it's always very well managed and there's always a lot of security around. And I think fans that go to events like that, generally, they understand and they know how to behave. So there was that one instance where it was a situation that I wasn't comfortable in. But generally, I'm pretty good at, like, handling people and talking to people and being polite. But also being polite, but also setting boundaries, as in I'm out with maybe my partner or my friends or my family, so it's not really the time to approach me as Jasmine the porn star.
You bring up friends, partners, family. Does it get easier as you do all this, or is it still tough explaining to them, look, I can't do this, I'm working? And they think, oh, you're just having sex on camera, you know, this is great, just take off time. It's still like, no, I'm still working, I gotta edit this stuff, I gotta, you know, fix this stuff, I gotta tweak it, I gotta work on it. I mean, even when you're doing your OnlyFans, they're still editing, they're still working on this. So does it get easier, or is it still tough explaining to people, look, I'm working, and no, this isn't fun, and no, I can't just blow off a day because I got 24 hours worth of video, I gotta, you know, cut into little 45-minute clips here?
You see, I think of it very differently. Like, if I'm at home doing, like, my OnlyFans or my clips or stuff like that, I kind of enjoy the fact that I'm able to do that from home. So, it's, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't really... That, to me, is, like, I kind of revel in the fact that I can work from home. Like, I don't, you know, when I'm not in LA shooting, I can just be at home doing my stuff. And so, I mean, I still absolutely love my job and everything that I do. And I'm how many, 7 years in now? So, and I still feel like I'm, like, on such a good, like, trip with it. Like, I'm so happy with how my career's gone. And,
oh, I
genuinely still love everything that I do.
I get that part. I mean, is it tough explaining to them that, you know, there's all this work? Because when you explain to them, I'm guessing that, hey, I'm going to spend time at home, I'm only doing OnlyFans, they think, oh, it's easy. It's, you know, they still, like, how tough is it still, I guess, to explain to friends of yours, even your family, like, I'm working. I might not be just doing this, but I'm now doing more behind the scenes work, and this takes work. This isn't one of these things you just slap on a computer and go, ta-da!
Yeah, no, of course not. I mean, obviously, my family all know what I do, but I'm they don't really want to know or are necessarily interested in the finer details of what that involves. You know, like, I never really sit down with my family and be like, right, I'm editing a scene today. Like, they don't need to know about stuff like that, do they? So, but then, no, they just know that I work hard with, like, whether that's abroad shooting or whether I'm at home. So, they know that it's hard work, and they know, you know, know
what I do and the effort I put into it, and that I take it seriously into my career, and it's paying my bills every month and setting my future. So they're pretty good with it all. With the explosion now of all these apps, and with Netflix, Amazon Prime, you have DC Universe coming out, you have a Warner Brothers app, you got a Disney app here. There's more now mainstream content than almost they have roles to fill it here. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about trying to transition, just going, you know, taking maybe a year off from shooting porn, going, all right, you know what? I'm going to get the best team I can get around me. I'm going to go to auditions. I want to jump into mainstream. I want to see if I can make it big in something that, you know, I've always looked at but never thought of. Have you ever given it a thought with the explosion of all these companies that seem to have lots of money, they're throwing it out there, they're looking for actors and actresses, and you yourself can actually act?
I mean, do you know what? I think there's a massive misconception that people assume that porn actors are desperate to actually, they're either like failed mainstream actors or they're desperate to get into mainstream. Like, mainstream has never been something that I desire to necessarily get into. It's never been an end goal for me. Like, I love filming my scenes and what's involved in filming those. Like, in my head, like, mainstream, it's never been a desired goal of mine. I mean, you know, if someone came to me and they were like, oh, we'd love you to be in this movie or TV show or whatever, then of course I would consider it, but it's never been something that I've outwardly thought that it's something I want to do in the future. I'm quite happy shooting porn and doing those scenes.
So what is it, I'm guessing for you, the next challenge, the next, let's say, business venture you want to get into? Because you've done you've done feature dancing, you've done directing, you've done adult videos, you've done even My Fans, you've gone international, you've gone to the United States, you've gone even as far out as Hungary. Like, what else are you looking at going, I want to do this. I've thought about it, and I've considered it. It doesn't have to even be sexual. Like, what's the one thing you're looking at going, I want to try this because I haven't tried it yet, and it's been on my bucket list for years?
I'm really just quite happy how everything's going in the adult industry right now. Obviously, the money I'm making, I'm investing outside of the industry, investing in property and stuff like that to set myself up for the future. So I'm pretty much doing everything that I want to do right now. I feel like I'm in a very lucky situation. I feel like all my boxes are being ticked.
So last question I have here is this, and I'm guessing you get swamped by this, by, you know, women, men, they all say the same thing. Oh, how can I get into the industry? Oh, how can I do this here? What advice would you give them if they said, how could I be a success? Like, if a younger version of you walked up to you today and said, what should I know that I don't know now about getting into the industry? What would you tell them? Like, what would you tell a younger version of you of what they need to do to become a success in this industry here?
I would say, I mean, the key thing I think for me, I think you have to build your own brand. Don't try and copy someone else. Don't try and imitate anybody else. You need to be your own person and build your own brand. don't jump into anything too quickly. Take your time to make decisions. And don't be afraid to turn down work that you don't feel is right for you just because there's money there. Because again, there's other revenue streams that can help you these days, like the, you know, the clip stores and stuff like that.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I give you always a pleasure to have on the show. I give you international adult performer / director / feature dancer. I give you Jasmine J. Yeah, Jasmine, before I let you go, where can the fans check you out at? Where is the Twitter page, Instagram, your website? Where can the fans hit you up at?
So my only public social media is my Twitter, which is @realjasmineJ. And I have my OnlyFans, which is where everyone can come and talk to me and interact directly with me, and that is onlyfans.com/JasmineJ.
Jasmine J, ladies and gentlemen, once again, always an honor and pleasure having her on the show. We come back, we got a whole lot more here, only on It's After Hours on CyberStationUSA.com. Back everyone to It's After Hours, only on CyberStationUSA.com. We go behind the scenes, in between the sheets, and now join me on the line. Well, earlier we heard from Jasmine J. We want to thank her for joining the show. We now go stateside, as this young lady here is nominated for 3 Urban X Awards. She'll be at the Urban X Awards and the convention, and well, she is already planning a lot of big things. 2019 might be ending, but 2020 is coming up soon, and well, she has a lot of big plans, a lot of big things going on. I give you the sexy, the curvaceous, the BBW goddess herself. I give you Lila Lovely. So Lila, so first off, what is going on right now? So what awards are you up for at the Urban X, and what are your chances, do you say?
Hey, yeah, so this is my third year attending and my third year of nominations with them. So I'm nominated for 3 categories, and they've got a couple interesting BBW categories. I'm nominated for BBW Star of the Year, BBW Website of the Year, and Most Fashionable BBW.
So let's talk about the big one, I'm guessing, for you, which is Website of the Year. I know for you, you know, your website is your baby. It's something you've worked very hard on. You've done a lot of stuff behind the scenes on it here. What would it mean for you to have people say she has the best website? But of all these people, including like Sophia Rose, you know, Miss Ling Ling, who they also put a lot of work into it, what would it mean for you to get best website?
I mean, it would mean a lot to me. I do put a lot of work into my website, and just to have that recognition is just nice, just knowing that people are out there noticing the work that I'm putting in, the people that I'm lining up to shoot with. I mean, I shot with Sarah J this last year, which was amazing. I always try to bring some, like, big names in to make it a little bit more enticing to join my site.
Let's talk about the site, because it basically is a 24/7 job. I mean, I talk to people, and I joke with everybody in the industry, but how tough is it to explain to people? Because you'll say, oh, I'm working on a website. Most people go, oh, just take a day off. We'll take a week off. Just hang out with us. Hey, come out. You know, how tough is it to explain to people? No, there's editing. There's content. I got to do updates here. I got to line up shoots. When you explain this to people, how many people understand it? How many people just look at you and go, we just want to go out for a week. Can you spare a week?
And, you know, like, I'm getting ready to go away for a few days with my girlfriend, and I have to make sure I get a bunch of updates scheduled for the time that I'm gone. I got to make sure that machine keeps on rocking. Like, I can't have a pause to anything, because then everything backs up, and then I'm trying to play catch-up on everything. So it's really important to always be updating, whether it's my website, and then I have my clip stores that I'm always updating, editing, promo, you know, the OnlyFans, the Snapchat, the everything. It's constant.
What's tougher, getting talent who can shoot, understand what they want to do, and are willing to do content trade, or finding people like behind the scenes who can help with like the video pro, the editing, the SoundCloud, you know, the HTML. I mean, how tough is it finding sometimes people when it costs money to hire somebody? I mean, it literally costs a good coin just to hire a webmaster to do like minor things, let alone major things.
Totally. And I mean, I pretty much do everything myself. I do most of my editing myself. But yeah, I mean, it's expensive to line up a shoot. So, you know, I've got to go ahead and go get talent tested. I've got to find another male talent or female talent that's also talent tested. That's a few hundred dollars. Now we've got to line up a room, a space that we're going to shoot out of, hire a camera person. Maybe we do want to have them have the camera person edit it. So have this person, you know, that's another cost. The hair, the makeup, the wardrobe. Everything that goes into it is not cheap, and that's why you see people going on big diatribes about paying for your porn, because, man, it's frustrating when you put $800 into a scene and you see it being ripped all day long.
So I'm on your website right now. It's, by the way, Lila, L-I-L-A, lovely, XXX.com. Don't worry, I'm not watching anything here because I'm not paying for it. I got to pay for it because I don't get it. But I'm looking at some of the people that you've been shooting with here. And that's also the thing I want to ask, because, as you said, it's always keeping up with the Joneses. You shot with Sarah J. And most people go, oh, that's awesome. And then I'm thinking, the flip side is, well, you're going, well, how do I top that? I mean, how do I get somebody as good as Sarah J? How tough is that for you, having to, you know, always find ways to challenge it so that people come back and go, well, I got to sign up for this month, because if I don't, I'm going to miss out this scene here. How much time do you spend on this? And how much does it affect personal lives? Because, as you said, you this is your nest egg. This is your baby. You've done everything. You've sacrificed for it. How much does it cost you? Because, as you said, if you give up on it, you know what, you take off a week, it just can crash. So how many friends and relationships have you basically had to give up on because business right now is your number one priority?
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky. I have a lot of really good personal friendships and relationships, and most of the people that are close to me know what I do and support me, and know that it requires a lot of my attention. You know, it is frustrating for people when they see me and I go out with them and I'm on my phone and I'm like, oh, I gotta take this call, or I gotta, you know, get back to this email real quick. You know, it of course, it's just like with any industry, it gets bothersome when the other person is constantly like on. But I think it's really important to have a good balance of industry life, and then get grounded and have some like real connections with the real world too, and be able to kind of step away from it a little bit. Because it's a grind. In keeping up with the, oh gosh, where I'm trying to keep the site at, like having Shane Diesel and Sarah J and Allura Jensen and Claudia Marie, people like that. So, you know, it's a lot of work to make sure that I'm keeping that interest level up there and always bringing big names to my site.
If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we have Lila Lovely on the show. We're talking a lot of things, of course. Her site, we're talking expectations. A lot of things are happening here. She was going to be at the Urban X Awards next week. We're looking forward to it here. You're in it. Now, stop me if you haven't heard this. I'm guessing you have. You could be amazing if you lost 20 pounds or 30 pounds. You're at that level. I'm guessing you get it a lot because you're sort of at that, you know, in between stuff. You know, I like to call it, you know, the Angelina Castro, where you can do more mainstream stuff, but you can also do BBW stuff. How long did it take people to understand that if they ask that question, you're going to give them a look of death?
I mean, I get it because I am like a total in betweener. I mean, I just ran into Allura Jensen the other day at the ABN house party, and she was like, "Oh, I'm a porn twin," because her and I and Karen Fisher, we all kind of have this like that Amazonian, thick, tall, blonde look. I am in kind of a mode of losing weight right now. I kind of would like to get more MILF opportunities and not just be pigeonholed into the BBW world. So I don't really mind. And I don't get afraid of losing the weight and then losing fans because I know I have other fans on the other spectrum. And either way, people just seem to love me for me and my genuine, like, attitude, and as a performer, they just seem to like me. So, I don't know. I don't let that get to me too much, but it's funny you brought that up, for sure.
Well, I don't mean to insult. I just, as I said, I asked because, as you said, you're at that level where, like Angelina Castro, you know, you guys can do the Naughty Americas, the Brazzers. They make the call, and, you know, they say, oh, can you drop, let's say, X amount of weight? You do it, and all of a sudden, there's that new opportunity. So, as you said, for you, how tough is it balancing that where you don't want to lose too much weight, though? You don't want to all of a sudden lose weight from your boobs, your butt. How do you try to find that happy medium where everything is just perfect?
I mean, it's not easy. You just kind of have to figure out what makes you feel happy internally and externally. You know, I was gaining weight quite a bit this last year and doing a lot of like eating videos and feeding videos, and those were really popular and I was loving it, but I wasn't really feeling like great about it either. Not that like I think it's a bad thing, it just wasn't for me. So you know, just going the other direction just was a little bit more natural for me, and I kind of know where my like sweet spot is and where I feel sexiest and most comfortable in my body.
With all this going on, as you mentioned before, with, you know, Urban X, you got AVN almost now coming up within 3 months and a half. You know, you get the Exoticas here. How tough is it sometimes just keeping the weight off when, as you said, you're at these conventions and you're constantly eating, you're constantly drinking, there's lots of parties, not a lot of time to work out because you're sitting, you have to be there early, you have to sign autographs there. How tough is it for you?
In this industry, you have to be a conditioned person. Otherwise, it's just going to be really difficult for you anyways. So figuring out your daily rituals, whether it's how you eat and how you move your body and how you do your business, it all comes together as one total piece, if that makes sense. It's not easy. I mean, I'm in LA almost every week this month, and then I'm going to go to Miami, you know, for Exotica in September, and then we're ramping up for AVN again. So it's a constant thing, but if you don't figure that out, you're constantly going to be struggling.
You're at that level now where you can shoot with whoever you want. You've become that popular of a performer here. You know, you're one of the top BBWs in the business. You're somebody who, as you said, you're starting to fill out the MILF category. There's a lot of people that love to see you. What do you look for then? I mean, because you can get males, you can get females. When you're, you know, putting together a list and you're going, I want to shoot with this person, is it an attitude? Is it a look? You know, is it a chemistry? Like, how does somebody sort of get on your yes list?
That on-screen chemistry is super important in my scenes, and you know, just I like to kind of sit back and watch people and how they perform and who they perform with, and people that put a little bit of extra time and effort into their own brand like I do, that stands out to me. Obviously, I kind of know what my fans like from me. They love a lot of interracial, so I always try to get some really good, strong interracial male talent.
Everybody has their bucket list. There's always something they want to do. I'm not even talking about, you know, sex. I'm just talking about there's always something, a project, an idea. If it's in the back of your mind, you're going, you know what? I want to do this. I want to investigate this. I want to try this out. For you, with 2020 coming around the corner here, what's on your bucket list? Like, what's the one project or one thing or one idea that it's been in your head, you can't get it out, and you're going, you know what, I want to try this. I want to accomplish this next.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a secondary website, which is goddesslyla.com, and I'm kind of cultivating that persona a little bit. I did some shoots with Mistress Delicious this year, and doing more like femdom and goddess type of fetishes. So that's really what I'm trying to think about in my head and try to figure out which direction and what that aesthetically looks like in my head, and trying to map that out right now.
Well, as we said, she'll be invading the Urban X Awards next week. And, well, Exotica AVN, you don't know, sure where she'll be, but I'm guessing she might surprise us here. Once again, everybody, I give you the beautiful, the gorgeous, and one of the hardest working ladies in this business. I give you Lila Lovely. Lila, before I let you go, where can the fans check you out at? Where is the Twitter page, Instagram, the website, the cam shows? How can we reach you?
So much for taking the time to talk to me tonight. You can find me on Twitter. It is Lila, Lila _ Lovely SSS. And then, unfortunately, there's no Instagram account because we've had that shut down many times. And you can find me on Night Flirt. I've been spending a lot of time over there, and you can talk on the phone with me. You can chat, just texting, or we can do live cam shows. So that's kind of been my new home lately.
Lila Lovely, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, she is all over the place, and check her out next week. Urban X Awards, just go online, you can find out where it is and how to get there. We come back, we got a whole lot more here only on It's After Hours on CyberStationUSA.com. We'll be right back.
back, everyone, to It's After Hours, only on CyberStationUSA.com. We go behind the scenes in between the sheets. Now join me on the line, this young lady here, where a lot's going on with her. She's just come back from a huge whirlwind European tour. We're going to find out about that and a whole lot more. And, well, she is quickly rising the ranks. A lot of people are smitten with her. She is just the absolute gorgeous woman you're going to find. I give you the sexy, the beautiful, the always lovely. I give you Maury, please, or Maury. So let's start off here. I got to ask a big question. You went to Europe. What was it like? How? What made you decide to go there? And how much of a culture shock was it for you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Europe was an absolute blast. I'm happy I got to experience something like that in my life. The culture shock was very different. You know, I mean, I kind of dress a little, you know, out there in my daily life, and that's not acceptable there. So it was a little tough to get used to, but for the most part, it was gorgeous, and I'm just happy that I got to experience it. And how I got to go was a producer asked me and another girl if we would like to go with him, and we obviously jumped on the board with that.
So let's ask some big questions. So you say that, you know, the way you dress is out there. So how do they dress over in Europe? Because we usually are told, oh, yes, it's a very free, it's open, very, very sexual. And you're telling me, no. It was not that, I guess.
No, they're more conservative. There was a lot of pants, a lot of legs covered, a lot of torso covered. Definitely no revealing of the cleavage. You know, their arms weren't even really bare. So it was just, you know, like I had my arm showing one day and I got looks. It was a lot to take in.
I mean, that must have been hard because, like, wait, this is arms. I don't want to sweat. That's just unladylike. I don't want to sweat here. What are you guys talking about? Can't show the arms. What the hell?
Right? That's how I felt. I was like, they were all wearing jackets and sweaters, and I was just like, I want to dress in booty shorts and a crop top.
So, all right, so this is Hungary. This isn't Europe, London or Spain or France. This is Hungary, correct?
Actually, this was in Spain. Hungary was a tad more acceptable. They didn't give too many looks. They kind of just were nonchalant about it. It was Spain where they were given, in Barcelona, where they were given a lot of looks.
So tell me the company shot for out in Europe then. And what was the scenes like there where I guess it's a little bit more wild out in Europe in terms of a sex scene?
The scenes I shot for Immoral Live. And I also shot for GetYourKneesDirty.com. The Immoral Live was a blast. They are far more out there. There's a lot more public stuff you can do. Like, there's literally a section where you can walk over and be naked over there. And it's totally acceptable. And it's just like, whoa, like, that's so crazy. Like, I can just flash my boobs and no one would be like, you're getting arrested.
So what's the wildest thing you got to do out there, Vet? Here, people would be like, holy crap, what the hell are you doing?
The wildest thing I think I did is we all decided to go on a 7-mile walk at night. We were just having fun, having drinks, and, you know, just giving blowjobs in the middle of the street. So that was probably the wildest thing.
So all this is going on, you've shot now in Europe, and how much does that help you now in terms of the networking? Because every girl I talk to, it's about now networking. Can I get these contacts? Can I get this person to you know, shoot with me here? How much did you basically just, you know, fill your phone with, like, contacts for talent, contacts for directors, and start going, okay, I'm ready to start, you know, doing my own content?
Honestly, like, I don't even know how to, like, answer that. Like, I filled my phone with contacts just galore. Like, people have messaged me, you know, because they've seen the crazy stuff I'm just willing to do and not just, like, you know, the basic crazy that everyone's kind of, like, doing. Like, I'm down for so many things. And I don't know. I just filled up my contacts and I'm just trying to keep on pushing with it.
So when you say, like, what's some of the wilder things you want to do? Like, what are some of the things you want to get done this year?
Well, I'm, in my personal life, I'm into BDSM. And so I would like to get into more of like the kink.com, infernal restraint, you know, type of thing. Since I do that in my normal daily life, I would like to do it on film, you know, to show people I have another side to me, you know, other than just, you know, soft core stuff.
Now, how tough is that for you in terms of when you do the BDSM, when you do all this, you literally gotta, you know, trust somebody to do this, to tie you up, to beat you, to whip you, and when you say stop, they stop. They don't keep going. I mean, most people don't trust, you know, people, let alone with, you know, a credit card, let alone their bodies. So how tough is it finding people that you can trust that you just feel totally safe with?
Honestly, it's extremely tough to find somebody. It honestly took me with the person I'm with that I do it with. It took me months. You know, I got to know him. I had to like be around him, see what he did, you know, stuff like that. Get a little whist of it here and there. And then finally one day I built enough courage to be like, okay, I trust you enough that you can hear me and that you're not going to damage me in any way. And it took a while, but honestly, it's worth it in the end when you could find that, because it just creates a whole whirlwind of fun.
If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, we got Maury Pleaser here on the show. A lot of things going on here with her. She's, as we said, coming. We're talking Hungary. We're talking Europe trip. Moral Live. So who else have you shot with recently? And when do you plan to start doing your own website, you know, your own content, whether it's My Fans, Many Vids, or stuff like that?
Who have I shot with recently? Oh, my gosh. There's just so many people. There's, you know, Get Your Knees Dirty. I shop for, I feel like everyone's name's popping in my head at once and I can't even spit them all out. Shooting for Reality King soon. So, you know, getting all that done. And my OnlyFans hopefully coming soon. I've just been busy trying to get my life together and whatnot. So hopefully by the end of this year, I will have a My OnlyFans or a Many Vids popping up. You know, I have a premium, so like that's as much as I got done, but hopefully the other two will come soon this year.
How tough is it right now having relationships, friendships, just even going out right now when, as you said, this is the time for you to start sowing everything for your company? I mean, you're on Twitter a lot, you're on Facebook a lot because you're networking, you're tweeting, you're sending pictures on Instagram. You're building, you know, your network, you're shooting videos, you're traveling here, you're shooting content here. How tough is it to explain to people when they go, oh, well, just take some time off? It's like, no, I'm working here. This is a 24/7 job. I got to, you know, keep up or else I'm irrelevant.
Trust me, I feel like I'm constantly saying that because, like, I don't like being on my phone as much as I am, but I do it, you know, for my supporters and stuff like that. I always want to keep interacting with them, being updated on stuff and trying to, you know, create content here and there, you know, show them my silly life. And I have to explain to, you know, my partners that I'm like, I'm so sorry, you know, like, I'm on my phone, but, you know, this is my work. But it's cool because my friends and my partners are completely 100% supportive of what I do. And that makes it a lot easier. So they know when I'm on my phone, it's not, you know, because I'm ignoring them. I mean, it does make it a little tough, you know, the travel part, you know, being away. But when you get back, it makes it all better because you just get twice as much love.
Now, you mentioned partners. How many partners do you have then?
I have two. I'm in a poly relationship.
And how does that work?
It works like, it runs differently, but at the same time, the same. Like, I don't know really how to explain that one without, like, showing it, I guess.
I guess here's a question here for you. How tough has it been for that, handling two people when, you know, they both want you? Most people don't like sharing, you know? People hate sharing French fries, a lot of women. So how does this all work together?
Honestly, it works out really smoothly because we're all very open and transparent with each other. We hide nothing from one another. You know, they know what I do. I know what they do. it all comes down to communication. If you have that and you have no secrets, then your relationship works out very well. And that's what we do. So, you know, I mean, we're just like any other relationship. We have our bad days. You know, I'm a little crazy sometimes. But, you know, it just works like a normal relationship, except for, you know, there's three of us.
So all this is happening, as you said, and you're doing, you know, you have your relationships, you have your Snapchat, you have your own mini vids here. End of the year is coming around. So you have all these conventions. You have Exotica. You have AVN. What are the plans? Is there any plans to go to Exotica? Is there any plans to go to AVN?
There's already plans to go to AVN. I'm taking my best friend with me. She wanted to go last year but couldn't because I told her too late, but planning on AVN this year and planning on doing better, having many more pictures. I have videos out that I've been in, so hopefully having those. Like, AVN is already planned. Exotica might be in the books, seeing how that goes. I mean, it's around my birthday, so I'm kind of like, I want to stay home for my birthday and whatnot. So, yeah, just depends, I guess, for that one.
So AVN, have you been yet?
Yes, I went to AVN this year for 2019.
And what was that like? And what do you plan to do differently now that you've gone once?
It was honestly really, it was a lot to take in. There were so many people, you know, so many people when I first got in the industry that I saw there and I was like, wow, like that's actually her or him, you know? And it was just awesome to experience. What I would do differently is have way more pictures, have better pictures, just have more stuff. Like, have cuter clothes. I wasn't really knowing what to expect, so I kind of just grabbed a bunch of things, but next year I plan on doing it.
Now, everybody always asks these questions, so I got to ask on behalf of fans, is there any plan to do feature dancing? Is that something that you're looking at going, you know, I might start trying to do this, you know, later on?
Actually, I've talked about that for the past couple months with my partners. Because I've been a dancer my whole life, you know, gymnastics, cheer, color guard and stuff. And I was kind of like, you know, I want to start stripping and, you know, but I want to take a couple, like, you know, strip lessons, you know, because it's different. It's a different kind of dance. I know I can do it. I just want to get a couple lessons, you know, with the pole, see how I can work with it. And then I probably might start feature dancing soon because it sounds like a lot of fun and in my range.
So how do you go about doing this then? I mean, what's the plan to start feature dancing? And have you talked about people about, you know, getting an agent, you know, hiring people? Is there a plan so forth?
Well, my plan right now is to just regular, like, take a couple classes and then start regular stripping with no one knowing my name, just going in there, stripping, you know, doing my thing. Just so I can get a feel. I've actually never stripped before, like on a stage. So like, I want to get a feel for it before I just pop up there and think I'm the shit and start feature dancing. So I want to be able to know that I got a couple things in the books that I can say that I've actually stripped on a stage before. And then my agent, I will contact him and ask him if he can start getting me feature dancing at places.
Is there anything that you're afraid of? I mean, we talked to you about everything, and you do all this here. Is there anything that you ever get, you know, weirded out by? Or are you one of those people who just, you know, you're game for everything?
I'm pretty much game for everything. Like, honestly, if it sounds fun and not like we're going to get arrested on spot, like, we could get arrested maybe in the future. Like, I'm down for it. But, like, I'm pretty much down for a lot of things, a lot more than people actually expect.
Like, what's one of the wilder things that you've done that most people would just be freaked out about?
One of the most wild things I done was I got my ass beat, you know, floggers, whips, paddles, a boat oar, like I got my ass wrecked one night. And then right after that, I had anal sex. I was like, I'm down for pain. I'm down for just so many things. So many.
Last question for let you go, because as you said, we have a lot to cover, a lot of things to happen here, and we're unfortunately pressed for time. So you mentioned Exotica is in the books. when do you think fans can know? Because there's a lot of East Coast fans who want to see. There's a lot of people who want to be, you know, just be able to get a picture, a photo, see you. When can we expect to hear some more news about that?
Well, honestly, I don't really Exotica is a thought. I don't know if it's necessarily in the books. AVN is in the books, and I know a lot of East Coast people want to see me. It's just October is just a crazy month for me. It's my birthday. It's one of my partner's birthdays. Halloween is my favorite time of the year. I do a lot of things in October, and so Exotica is kind of just, I would like to, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, I hope it doesn't clash with my other plans.
We'll find out about this and a whole lot more. Once again, I give you the beautiful, the gorgeous, I give you a Maury pleaser. Maury, before I let you go, where can the fans check you out at? Where is the Twitter page, Instagram, the website? Where can the fans hit you up at?
You guys can find me on Instagram at EmoryPleaserX, and you guys can find me on Twitter at EmoryPleaserXXX.
Emory Pleaser, ladies and gentlemen, no. Once again, she is a big things happen here as we're going more and more, but we come back with a whole lot more here only on After Hours on CyberStationUSA.com.
have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. A shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.